Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you very much. Hi, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us today. We are welcoming back Jill Best again. Jill is returning. She was with us about a month ago here on Close Up Talk Radio. She is a master transformational coach and an energy balancing practitioner. And she is the founder of Rise Up Happy and Healthy, where she helps clients release negative energy of the past that's affecting their future. You know, maybe a better description of what she does is this. As she puts it, she works with people who are struggling with emotional or physical pain, and those emotions and the pain is holding them back from having the kind of life and the relationships that they really want. And through restoring intrinsic birthrights and energy balancing, she helps her clients heal so they can, as she puts it, rise up happy and healthy, ready for a life that is much more than they would like, much more like they would like it to be. Let's put it that way. It's very interesting. I must say, I have a description here. I'm going to read this to you. A birthright, and it's about birthrights. A birthright is a right or a privilege to which a person is entitled by birth, and they are at the core of our being. And when a birthright is imbalanced or impaired, it creates a filter of belief through which we interpret our lives. We make our decisions based on what that filter tells us, which can interfere with our ability to feel needed, wanted, loved, or connected. What would happen if we could update these filters? That's the description. You want to know something? I have no idea what I was just talking about. not a clue. What is a birthright? All right, that's what Jill Best is so knowledgeable about and has explained before on these programs here. So let's bring back on with us Jill Best. She has a fabulous website, which I will give you in just a little while. By the way, she's out in Nampa, Idaho, all the way across the country from those of us here on the East Coast. So let's say good morning to Jill. Jill, how are you? Welcome back. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. I am actually doing really well, Doug, and it's good to visit with you today.
Well, in any event, as I said, I was just reading something about birthrights that I didn't know what I was talking about. I really don't. Let's refresh the audience. In brief, explain a birthright, would you please?
Yeah, well, you gave a definition. A birthright is a right or a privilege for which a person is entitled by birth. You know, it's kind of like the hierarchy of needs, or, you know, it's just something that we have that we need. And you know, when we're born into the world, we want three things. You know, these three things help us thrive in life, and it is love, safety, and belonging. And as little kids, everything that happens to us, we are looking for love, safety, and belonging. Now, we look to our parents, and they don't have to be abusive. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. But anything that they do, we accept it. And if it's not something that is positive for us, we turn it into something that we did that's sad, because there's monsters under the bed or in the closet. So we need our parents to keep us safe, let us know we're loved, and how we fit into the family. Does that make
right.
sense? So what no we question. Do is when it, no. when we, pardon me?
No, I said yes.
When
I
we
don't
have know. These experiences, then we make meanings about ourselves with them. So let me give you just a real quick instance. When I was about 4.5 years old, I was put into dance with a friend. We were the same age. We were friends. Our mothers were friends. They took us to this dance studio. And for a year, you know, we loved dance together. And the owner of the studio, the director of the studio, who was our dance teacher, got an opportunity to go and move her studio to a bigger place. But it was farther away. And she was going to keep her classes, so we were able to go and continue to take dance. But my mother decided that it was too far to drive. So she said to me, no, you're not going to be able to continue taking dance because it's too far to drive. Where my friend got to go. So as a five-year-old, I'm trying to understand this. It's too far for my mom to drive, but it's not too far for her mom to drive. So what does that mean, you know, to a little five-year-old? How far is far, you know?
Yeah, right.
And so what, right. And so what I concluded was that I wasn't a good enough dancer. That's why she got to go and I didn't, because I wasn't good enough to be able to continue. And so, you know, that filter started to form. I started to identify with, well, you're just not good enough. You know, you're just not good enough. You were good enough, but now you're not good enough. And so that filter started to form. I started to identify with it. And can you only imagine through life where that filter showed up? Everywhere. It showed up in my marriages. It showed up in my school, you know, the things that I went for, that I tried out for, that I, you know, tried to do. I never was quite good enough. And I always felt it, always felt it. And I had no idea where it was coming from.
Wow.
So to be able to go back, figure that out, update that, give myself permission to be good enough in so many areas, it's changed my life. Just that one. And there's five birthrights. So there's a lot that can happen that we're just trying to be loved. We're just trying to be safe. We're just trying to figure out how we belong, where we fit in. And we make these meanings about ourselves that keep us there. When we're too young to understand or know that too far means too far for one but not too far for the other, doesn't mean that I'm a bad dancer.
That's really amazing, because I don't know that much about birthrights. I've never really paused to think about birthrights. How does one understand the birthright, their birthright? How would you answer that?
Well, when they come to work with me, I do have transformational skills and energy skills to help them kind of take this view. I call it meanings, mobiles, and mirrors. And what we do is we can go back. Sometimes it takes age regression. Sometimes it takes other things to just bring that about and to get in touch with that. And then we go and we look at the roles that we were given in life or that we've accepted in life in the different areas, like in our family of origin or in our marriages or with all our friends. You know, we always want to have balance in our life. So we take on these different roles. And then we take a mirror, and I just kind of hold up a mirror. Where are some of these things showing up in your life? It's like Groundhog Day over and over, patterns that keep repeating and can't figure out why that keeps happening to you, you know? And we hold up this mirror. What do you see a reflection in the mirror? What are others reflecting to you, saying about you, you know, in certain circumstances? So when we do meanings, mobiles, and mirrors, and we just take this process of discovery, we can find out all kinds of amazing, wonderful things about ourselves. And that's where we go. And then there's a five-step process to help reframe that, to release that, to move us forward and you know, create new filters that are more conducive to what we want in our life now than this little 5 or 7-year-old telling us, you know, who we are.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. You know, you were really you're quite a complex individual. You focus on transformational coaching, energy well-being, and healthy habits. That's another thing that you do. What brings people to your door for help? What are they looking for?
You know, a lot. They're usually just looking for relief in circumstances in their life that they're going through, sometimes divorce or, you know, just a frustrating marriage or, you know, just struggling with work or just different things like that where they're just feeling really not good enough. They're feeling they're just struggling and they can't figure out why they can't change it. You know, a master transformational coach is a master of habit change. And the beautiful thing is, you know, they say it takes 21 days to change a habit and you have to go through all these different things or whatever. When you can use energy healing and transformational skills, you learn different ways of being so that you don't have to take 21 days to change the habit. You're just different. You just approach things different. You see things different. You don't have to remember to be different. So with those skills, that just you just get to be different. You get to be more of what you really want to be. And it's with the energy healing, it makes it so much easier than fighting through 21 days of trying to remember to do it different.
Well, you know, you point out a lot of information about your own life on your website, which is a great website, by the way, about how you've been through some very painful divorces in your life. You sought help and therapy. Is that what got you into doing this yourself, your experience and the therapy you went through? Did that clue you into becoming a transformational coach?
The therapy and things that I went through were necessary, and I do believe that there is a time in a person's life where therapy is wonderful. But as a coach, you move things forward. It's more forward-looking instead of so much past-looking. You're trying to move your life forward. The therapy and things that I went through were absolutely necessary and helpful, but I ended up not when I went through my last divorce, I put my head down and said, I am not going to do this again. I'm not getting married. I'm going to just raise my kids, da, da, da. We all kind of feel that way when you go through a divorce. You're just done. You don't want to be hurt again. You don't want to put yourself out there. And you start to isolate yourself. I did that. I did that for many years and raised my kids. And then I thought, well, you know, the time has come. I want to start dating again. I want to put myself out there again. And I was attracting the same type of guys, even after therapy, even after all that I mean, I've got a garage full of self-help books, you know, and they were wonderful. Did they help? Yes. Did they change what needed to be changed for me to have what I really wanted in life? No, they didn't. I needed the deeper work. I needed the transformational work that I have gone through with school and the coaches that I've hired myself, in order to really make those changes. And now I'm bringing people into my life that are totally different. It's completely different. I almost shock myself sometimes when it's like, oh, hi, you know, it's very different. We have an energetic broadcast message that we put out, and through the energy work, I can help change that broadcast message. So you're putting out what you really want to attract back.
That I understand.
So it's very different for me, very different for me. And that's why when I started seeing the changes through my school, through the coaching that I went through and everything, it was like, how can I not reach out and help others with this? Because I don't think I was alone. I know I'm not alone. I've seen it.
Well, explain for us what transformational coaching is and what it involves. I mean, when a client comes to you, as I say, you have these different modalities you use, energy well-being, transformational. How do you know which modality you're going to use, and how do you do it? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, as a professional, I can read the client and see which one's going to work best. I have had clients mm-hmm. in my care where we've started into a transformational, a little bit of regression, and they kind of get stuck, and they're like, I can't see this, I can't visualize this, I can't do this, I can't go there. And, you know, when they get stuck there, the beautiful thing is that I can stop and say, you know, let's approach it from a different angle. And that's when we bring in the energy, and I start working, you know, with their subconscious and start working on it with the energy that way. And I can release the blocks, energetic blocks, that is stopping them from really wanting to go deeper into the transformational coaching. I've also had it the other way, where I was working on a young man who we were doing some energy work, and some things came up with the energy that we were talking about that were really, it was really difficult for him, and he was having a very hard time and got extremely emotional and whatever. And so, you know, we stopped the energy work, and I went into transformational coaching, and I restored his first birthright with him and brought him out, and he left my office skipping out, happy as can be. So they work really, really well together. It just depends on what the client is wanting, where they're at in their life, and what their ability is at the time, what's in their way, you know, to help them get to where they really want to be, what they really want. So it's worked both ways for me. I've had clients that I've been able to use one or the other.
Do me a favor. For people who don't understand, listeners who don't understand what energy healing or energy well-being really is, give me an example of what you use, what you do with a client. Take me through a story of one of the clients you work with and how you actually help them using energy well-being. It sounds complex. Is it?
No, it is not complex. It's really actually quite simple. I use muscle testing. Muscle testing is the big word for it, is applied kinesiology. And what it does is we have energy running through our body everywhere. We have circuits through our body. Massive, there's like 20 circuits that run through our body. Similar to our blood vessels that carry our blood, we have circuits in our body that carries energy. Everything is energy. Emotions are energy. We have energy all through our system, chakras, all kinds of things that carry energy. We have a conscious and a subconscious mind. We have access to our conscious mind. It uses about 5% literally of our brain. Our subconscious has the other 95%. And there's a veil between the two. Can you just imagine having all the information that's stored in your subconscious when it has always existed? It knows the beginning from the end. It knows every face you've ever seen in a crowd. It knows every cell in your body and how to heal it. The subconscious is like this big human computer, right? And our conscious mind is the processor. It's what we can pull out of the subconscious and then process it through our conscious mind. So through muscle testing, the subconscious wants to deal with truth. And when we are pulling something out of our subconscious mind that is true, our muscles will respond energetically and get stronger. So as we muscle test the body, it will get stronger. It will have a reaction depending on the positive or negative of what is the subconscious is bringing into the body. So it depends on how we ask the questions, you know, how we go after that kind of information. But we use muscle testing in order to do that, the applied kinesiology. And I can help with that and figure out, your body will tell me what's going on. It's not me guessing. It's not me wondering. It's your body will tell me what's happening, tell you what's happening through muscle testing.
So how do you do muscle testing? That sounds, I'm not familiar with that either. I don't know a lot about this subject. Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's just do a quick demonstration really fast. So there's only a couple of things to where this might not work for someone, and that is if they're very dehydrated and not really hydrated. You need to be hydrated to get the proper response. And if you have any serious neck issues, okay, discs or whatever, sometimes that will get in the way of the energy flow for the muscle testing to work really positively. But any other things, you know, this will probably work. So let's just try this. Take your thumb and your first or second finger and just kind of rub them together lightly. Okay?
Okay.
And as you're rubbing them together, notice the motion. Notice the texture. Is it sliding easily? Is your coordination? What's your coordination like as you're doing
Anybody
that?
Anybody who's listening can do this too, you know. Our listeners can do this too. Rub your forefinger
Anybody
and your thumb together.
To
right?
Yep.
We're all doing
wants
it.
To try it.
Right.
Okay, so just notice if it's smooth, if the coordination is there. Okay, now I want you to say say your first name. So for you, Doug, you would say, "My name is Doug."
Okay, my
and
name
notice,
is Doug.
Does it? Yeah. Yep. Notice. Does anything change? Is it
the
still
feeling between
about
my
the
fingers?
Same? Yeah, the coordination of rubbing them. Is it still pretty slick? Is it still about the same?
Yes, it is. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay. Beautiful. Now what I want you to do is I want you to choose a name that's not yours. So like Doug, say, "My name is Fred."
Okay. My name is Charlie.
There you go. Now, notice the difference.
It's not
Did
as
Notice
smooth.
The difference in, one, your coordination in being able to keep it up.
Yeah.
Two, it becomes a little, like, kind of sticky. You know, there's more of a, it's not as slick and as smooth.
That's
and as
right.
Easy.
Not as smooth as it was. That's for sure. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it changes, okay? That's because your name is Doug and your body responded positively with strength and everything worked well. Your name
right.
is not Charlie and your
right.
body responded, okay? That's kind of how muscle testing works. Our body responds to truth. Our body responds to negative. Our body, you know, there's several other ways to do it, but that's just one way that's easy to show people kind of your body will respond.
So when you do that and you know, I guess when you test somebody and you're talking to them, what else do you do to help this energy healing help them? How long does it take before you begin to notice some results so that they're feeling better, which is what they came to you for to begin with?
Right. You know, we absolutely can have immediate results in a lot of ways. People, when I help them with emotions, they feel it immediately. For instance, energy, like emotions, can create like a ball of energy. It's like anywhere from a softball to a cantaloupe size of energy, and it just creates this ball. So if we have, say, anger or frustration or, you know, there's lots of different emotions that I test for. This ball of energy can get caught in your body. Sometimes when we've had a lot of pain, especially in relationships or things like that, we'll take this energy and we'll pack it around our heart to protect our heart. Our heart is our source of life. If you have a heartbreak, you know, you feel like you're going to die sometimes, you know, when your heart is breaking so bad. And so we'll pack this negative energy around our heart, and it's just full of negative emotions. And as I use the muscle testing and as we find out what energy that you've packed around your heart and we remove it, 93% of people have heart walls. And we can remove that energy. It opens up the heart for them to be able to connect to other people. Can you imagine you having a heart wall and symbolically they're not, you know, some of them I've seen 3 miles deep, right? Of course, we can't have energy that 3 miles deep. But it's all symbolic of what we see that and how much protection we need. And if you have two people that are trying to connect, that are trying to be open and have a positive, wonderful, loving relationship, they can't connect because they've got this heart wall of energy that they've isolated their heart. They're protecting their heart. You've heard of people putting up walls, right?
Yeah.
Well, it really
yeah.
is true. It's an energetic heart wall. It really is there. And we can remove that through the muscle testing, through the energetic work that we do. Remove that. And I have seen people that I have removed heart walls from that within 30 days have found their soulmate, that have just gone on to do all kinds of amazing things. Their businesses just take off because the creativity that was behind all of this heart wall just blossoms. And that can be an immediate thing once that heart wall is released.
Give me an example of someone you worked with and how your guidance with them helped them really find what they were looking for, the relief they were seeking when they came to you. Don't mention any name, but an example of what you did and how your transformational coaching and the energy well-being really worked for them. And I'm sure you have many examples.
Yes, I have many, many examples, but I didn't talk to any of them to see if I could share them.
No names.
Yeah,
just an example.
Okay. You know, I've had people who, like I said, who their heart wall was removed, and within 30 days they found their soulmate and are very happily married. I'm trying to think of an actual person, and I've got several testimonials, you know, that I could probably share with you. Let me just read one that I got just the other day.
That's good.
Excuse me, I wasn't prepared for this, but I'll be happy to read it. And that one I do have permission to share. So this is what she said. Jill is a compassionate, intuitive, and magical being. Her passion for guiding individuals in their self-discovery and their healing journey is the foundation of her work. I've worked with Jill for over a year through several programs. To this day, I cease to be amazed by her and her methods in her helping with self-transformation. Jill is waiting for you just like she waited for me to show up so she can help all of us rise up happy and healthy. I am a completely different being today. I kind of like myself, thanks to Jill and her coaching and healing talents.
Wow.
So I have many people.
I mean, your website has lots of testimonials like that on it. Because obviously the sessions you have are very helpful to them. How long do you typically work with somebody, you find, until in essence they're free to go on, by themselves?
Yeah.
About that.
My main program of Heartbreak to Happiness is about 16 weeks, and I have a lot that is enough. I have others that want to continue with just the energy healing. There are several different programs that you can enroll in. And as I, as we have our first consultation, which I do offer a free consultation, and go to my website and sign up for that, where we can kind of see where you're at, where you want to be, what's in it, what you're looking for. And then there's several different programs that I can enroll you in to help you maximize what it is that you're getting. Generally, it's about a 16-week program, and then if you want to go deeper and more, there's obvious other things that we can do.
Wow, that's more than I thought it would be. That's you really get deep into this. By the way, you're in Idaho. You do this on the phone or by Zoom with people, or do you have to be in person with them to make this work?
No.
Nope. How about that?
Yeah, I do most of it on Zoom. I like to see the one-on-one and see the person that I'm working with. But it doesn't have to be that. I do have some clients that I just do sessions for them and email them the results. But I have clients in Australia, New York, California, Utah, Washington. I work with them all
that amazing
over
too.
And, yeah, well, energy is everywhere. It is. And so it works very, very well. I have a young boy who I worked with. He's about 13, who's got a traumatic brain injury. And we've done some major work with him. And he has just blossomed. Even his school teacher one day sent a video to his mom and said, "I don't know what you're doing, but look at this." She was just so fascinated by what she's seeing after just a couple of sessions with this young man, and reached out to the mom saying, "What's going on? Something's changed." So that was a beautiful experience, and I continue to work with him. I've been with him probably 2 years, and it's made a huge difference in his life.
No kidding. And you do that on the phone or Zoom with him? Is that right?
With him, because he's a minor, I get permission from the mom, and I just do it and send her the information. Yeah. And then we visit on the phone. Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, your story is really pretty amazing. I must say there's a lot to this that a lot of people may not understand, but the best way to learn about it is to get in touch with you. I love your website. It's riseuphappyandhealthy.com. And the word "and," you spell it out, riseuphappyandhealthy.com. If you go there, that'll put you right in touch with everything what Jill does and how to reach her in person. Jill, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about this. I'm very impressed with what you do and how you help people. I think the best thing to say is keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you, Doug. It's been my pleasure. My pleasure.
You are very welcome indeed. All right, thank you, ma'am. That'll do it for today.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That'll do it. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time, everybody. Till then, take care. Bye for now.